The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Henry Wyden, a clerk for Representative Moore and Representative Seek. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Grant Peterson, our page from Ottumwa.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. It is an honor to be invited back here to lead you all in prayer again this year. Maybe it's becoming an annual thing. Let us pray. Dear Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for the countless and immeasurable blessings in our lives. We are eternally grateful for all that you provide to each and every one of us. We also thank you for the peaceful bliss of a sleeping baby, and on occasion, sleeping babies. We pray that you warm the hearts of those that seek to spread violence, and instead turn them to your love and a way of peace. We thank you for this nation, and we thank you that we live in, quite possibly, the best state of all, Iowa. Let us all go forward on this day, truly blessed to call Iowa home. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, this time I ask for the immediate consideration of House Concurrent Resolution 104.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Chief Clerk needs to at least read a little bit of that resolution.
The clerk will read.
House Concurrent Resolution 104 by Grassley and Confers, concurrent resolution sitting relating to the Pioneer Lawmakers, whereas the 89th General Assembly is advised to the meeting of the Pioneer Lawmakers Association to be held Thursday, March 31st, 2022 at 2 p.m.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 104.
The gentleman from Harrison asks adoption of House Resolution 104. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has passed. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message House Concurrent Resolution 104 to the Senate.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there announcements to come before the body? The clerk will read.
House Memorial Resolution 101, whereas the Honorable Elaine Baxter of Des Moines County, Iowa, who's a member of the 69th, 70th, and 71st General Assembly passed away March 1st of 2021. Therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating her life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Louisa, Representative Kerr, moves adoption of House Resolution. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has passed.
House Memorial Resolution 102, whereas the Honorable Gary Blodgett of Cerro Gordo County, a member of the 75th, 76th, 77th, 78th General Assembly, passed away on May 19th of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The lady from Franklin, Representative Latham, moves adoption of House Resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 103, whereas the Honorable Richard L. Byerly of Polk County, Iowa, who was a member of the 65th, 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th General Assemblies passed away on March 23rd of 2020. Therefore, now be it resolved by the House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service be to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Polk, Representative Andrews, moves adoption of House Resolution. All those in favor of adoption shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The resolution, the ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The motion prevails.
House Resolution 104, whereas the Honorable John H. Clark of Lee County, Iowa, who is a member of the 64th, 65th, 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th General Assemblies, passed away on December 13th of 2019. Therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Lee, Representative Graber, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 105, whereas the Honorable Dennis L. Freeman of Buena Vista County, Iowa, who was a member of the 63rd, 64th, 65th General Assembly, passed away on May 31st of 2020. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Buena Vista, Representative Worland, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 106, whereas the Honorable Robert D. Fuller of Hardin County, Iowa, who's a member of the 72nd, 73rd General Assemblies, passed away on January 4th, 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2020 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Story, Representative Dio, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 107, whereas the Honorable Richard Lee Groth of Buena Vista County, who was a member of the 68th, 69th, 70th, and 71st General Assemblies, passed away on May 29, 2021. Therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Buena Vista, Representative Worthen, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor of its passage shall say yes. Those opposed shall say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 108, whereas the Honorable Joan L. Hester of Pottawatomie County, Iowa, who is a member of the 71st, 72nd, 73rd, 74th, and 75th General Assemblies, passed away on November 19 of 2019. Therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating her life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Jacobson, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 109, whereas the Honorable Betty Ann Hoffman Bright of Muscatine County, Iowa, who is a member of the 67th, 68th, 69th, and 70th General Assembly, passed away December 18 of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating her life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Cisneros, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 110, whereas the Honorable Tom Yoakum of Dubuque County, Iowa, who is a member of the 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th, 70th, 71st, 72nd, 73rd, 74th General Assemblies, passed away on November 9th of 2020. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The lady from Dubuque moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor of its passage shall say yes. Those opposed shall say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 111, whereas the Honorable Paul Johnson of Winneshiek County, Iowa, who's a member of the 71st, 72nd, 73rd General Assembly, passed away on February 15th of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Bergen, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor shall say aye. Those opposed shall say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 112, that whereas the Honorable Gerald Jones of Mills County, Iowa, who's a member of the 79th, 80th, and 81st General Assemblies, passed away on October 5th of 2021, therefore be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Mills, Representative Seek, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor, so say aye. Those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 113, whereas the Honorable John Landon of Polk County, Iowa, who's a member of the 85th, 86th, 87th, 88th, and 89th General Assembly, passed away July 29 of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Polk, Representative Gobble, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 114, whereas the Honorable Clark E. McNeely II of Hardin County, Iowa, who is a member of the 74th and 75th General Assembly, passed away November 9 of 2020. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Butler, Representative Grassley, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 115, whereas the Honorable J.W. Meninga of Clinton County, Iowa, who is a member of the 65th and 66th General Assembly, passed away on October 12th of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Clinton, Representative Monson, moves the adoption of the resolution. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 116, whereas the Honorable Daniel W. Mulbauer of Crawford County, who was a member of the 84th and 85th General Assembly, passed away on October 1st of 2020. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The lady from Cerro Gordo, Representative Steckman, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 117, whereas the Honorable Dennis Parmenter of Story County, Iowa, who's a member of the 78th General Assembly, passed away on December 12th of 2020. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Story, Representative Deal, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 118, whereas the Honorable Henry Ray Hans of Hancock County, Iowa, who is a member of the 77th, 78th, 79th, 80th, 81st, 82nd, 83rd, 84th, and 85th General Assemblies, passed away on April 1 of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Hancock, Representative Baxter, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The resolution prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 119, whereas the Honorable Laverne Schroeder of Pottawatomie County, who was a member of the 62nd, 63rd, 64th, 65th, 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th, 70th General Assembly, passed away on December 20 of 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Segrist, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 120, whereas the Honorable Raymond Taylor of Dubuque County, Iowa, who was a member of the 64th General Assembly, passed away on December 2nd of 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The lady from Dubuque, Representative Longo, removes adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 121, whereas the Honorable Richard Taylor of Linn County, Iowa, who is a member of the 78th, 79th, 80th, 81st, 82nd, and 83rd General Assembly, passed away on September 17th of 2020. Now therefore be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 memorial service.
The gentleman from Lynn, Representative McClintock, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 122, whereas the Honorable James Van Engelenhoven of Marion County, Iowa, who is a member of the 78th, 79th, 80th, 81st, 82nd, 83rd, and 84th General Assemblies, passed away on September 20th, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Marion, Representative Thorup, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 123, whereas the Honorable Harold Von Mannen of Mahaska County, Iowa, who was a member of the 68th, 69th, 70th, 71st, 72nd, 73rd, 74th, 75th, 76th, and 77th General Assembly, passed away October 12th, 2021. Now therefore be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor of his passage, so say aye. Those opposed, say no. Motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 124, whereas the Honorable Jackie Woods of Polk County, Iowa, who is a member of the 65th, 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th, 70th, and 71st General Assembly, passed away on April 14th of 2019. Therefore, be it resolved. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating his life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, moves adoption of the resolution. Those in favor of its passage, so say yes. Those opposed, say no. The motion prevails.
House Memorial Resolution 125, whereas the Honorable Joanne Zimmerman of Dallas County, Iowa, who is a member of the 70th and 74th General Assembly, passed away October 22nd of 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Iowa House of Representatives that a suitable resolution commemorating her life, character, and service to the state be prepared and presented at the March 31st, 2022 Memorial Service.
The gentleman from Dallas, Representative Nordeman, moves adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Now, are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, March 29th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business, you all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.